Schrader of KHI Solutions has joined us today to talk about insurance. Lynn, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
So we are in open enrollment time for Medicare and that sort of stuff. And I'm not quite there, but I'm starting to see the edges of when I'll have to know more about Medicare. But I know a lot of our listeners are right in the thick of it and need to know this information. So it's that time of year again for you guys. Tell me what's going on. What time of year is it?
Yeah, so we call it the annual election period. So from October 15th until December 7th, folks that are Medicare eligible have an opportunity to change their prescription drug plan or to change their Medicare Advantage plan. And inside that Advantage plan would be their prescription drug plan. So it's an important time of year because we know that things happen with folks over the year. They might get on a new medication, or they're turning 65 and now they're leaving their employer plan or their individual plan they did have, and they need to figure out every year these plans change. So not only does their life change and perhaps the prescriptions that they take, but their life changes and also their health can change. And so we have Medicare supplement policies that don't change. Those stay the same. They just get rate increases usually every year. They're age rated. So usually that goes up a little bit because, you know, hello, you had a birthday, yay. And so I get to pay a little bit more for that. So the supplements usually have then that standalone prescription drug plan with it. So the supplement itself is the health coverage. And the prescription drug plan, that's the one we need to focus on during this period of time. What we do with a lot of folks too, they'll just say, well, hey, you know, if they're happy with their Medicare supplement plan, then all is well. But many times if people can go through medical underwriting and answer health questions, they can even switch Medicare supplement companies if they're concerned that their premium is too high. But for folks that have some health conditions, they typically just stay set with their Medicare supplement plan. But again, the prescription drug plans and the Medicare Advantage plans are all what we call guaranteed issue. So it doesn't take into your health consideration at all. You can just move to a new drug plan or move to a new Medicare Advantage plan throughout this entire period for a 1-1 effective date.
So Medicare does not cover everything?
Correct. Medicare actually came to be in 1965. And that's when they created Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B. Well, and that's what people get when they turn 65 or if they're diagnosed with some conditions like end-stage renal disease or ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, they can get Medicare before they turn 65. Folks that are on disability for at least 24 months can get Medicare before they turn 65. And these folks have the right to also then, once they get their Medicare A and B, then these folks, whether you're below 65 on disability or you're older than that at 65, qualify then for Medicare A and B. And so A and B are your hospitalization type claims is Medicare A and your physicians, outpatient, labs, x-rays kind of are your Part B claims. And that's just how the government set it up way back when. They didn't really set it up with prescription drug plan either. And so, yeah, so when you get Medicare A and B, it doesn't cover everything. There's a deductible on Part A. There's a deductible on Part B. There's coinsurance, which simply means on Part B that you would pay 20%. The government pays the other 80% of all bills. So that's just kind of how Medicare runs. But yeah, generally people buy then a supplement to cover those things that Medicare doesn't cover. And then the biggest difference, I think, between looking at a Medicare supplement plan and then looking at a Medicare Advantage plan, think of it that the government subcontracts you out to a private insurance company to take care of your claims and to take care of you and process your bills and answer your questions. And so that's where the Medicare Advantage plans, and there's many of them here in Iowa, and it's county-based. So you simply say, here's my county. Usually we just use a zip code. And then I pull that up in a piece of software that we use and can see then what plans are available in the county that that you live in. The difference then, like I was saying, on the Medicare Advantage plans, these are kind of pay as you go. I'm now doing business with United Healthcare or Aetna or Medigold or Unity Point Health Partners or Humana, United Healthcare. I think I said that one, but there's like six key players all around Iowa. And now you're actually doing business with them. So your claims go to them and you have co-pays based on their schedule of benefits, kind of like you did prior to getting onto Medicare, right? So yeah, it's a different way to look at getting your health insurance once you turn 65 or get Medicare A and B. The supplement I always call kind of the peace of mind plan, because once you pay a higher monthly premium, then you don't pay much out of pocket if anything goes wrong. on the Medicare Advantage plans, there's zero premium plans. Most of them are zero premium, but then I pay as I need services. And these Medicare Advantage plans then have an out-of-pocket maximum, kind of, I call it a safety net. Okay. So that if you did have a tough year and you were in the hospital or had to go to skilled nursing and then finally, you know, go back home and go into some physical therapy or something like that, all those costs you pay go towards this out-of-pocket max. And then once you hit a limit, which in Iowa this year, we're seeing the limits are right around $3,900. Tends to be a really competitive out-of-pocket max. And rarely do people make it, do they hit that number, but they'll work toward that number, but knowing that's the safety net. So they would never pay more than that.
Is Medicaid, is this an enrollment period for that too, or are we just talking Medicare?
Yeah, so Medicaid, you really can enroll anytime in Medicaid. And that's usually, you know, working directly with the Department of Health and Human Services right here in Iowa. They'll get you set up there. The cool thing, though, about folks that are on Medicaid and if they're Medicare eligible, we call those dual eligibles. And folks that are Medicaid and Medicare eligible, then we can put on a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare supplement plan. But a Medicare Advantage plan is sweet because it's a zero premium plan, which a lot of people that are on Medicaid and need that kind of help, this kind of plan, and gives them extra benefits. That's the cool thing about Advantage plans, because it might give you a dental benefit worth $1,000 a year. So if you do go get your teeth cleaned, it's basically free. Get your exam, et cetera. They give a vision exam once a year and maybe help with any lenses, things like that. We have, there's hearing benefits. And so getting that hearing exam. So so there's some cool extra things you can get with the Medicare Advantage plans for folks that are dual eligible, as well as folks that are not dual eligible. It just comes with a Medicare Advantage plan.
If someone is new to the Medicare thing or looking at it, kind of like I am, these supplement plans, what are we talking, like the ballpark, not the zero premiums, but a ballpark premium for a marginally healthy person who's turning 65? What does something like this cost?
Yeah. And remember, health doesn't matter. When you are aging into Medicare, it's guaranteed issue. So there are no underwriting questions right when you're aging into or you're getting your Medicare A and B. So there's no health questions asked. It doesn't matter what your health is, but a Medicare supplement, I like to give people on average, you're going to pay your Part B premium. And this year in 2021, it's $148.50 a month. So that comes right out of your Social Security check, assuming you're drawing Social Security. If you're waiting on your Social Security, then you're going to probably just pay that bill, set up a bank draft or whatever. So just usually, let's round it to $150 a month you're going to have to pay for your Part B premium. Then your supplement ends up being right around just an average $140 to $150 a month. It depends. I've seen them as low as $100 a month, depending on the company you go with. I've seen them as high as $150 or $60 a month.
Okay.
So that's why we help folks shop different companies to see. When you're on supplement plans, the plans are all the same. So it doesn't matter if you're looking at Wellmark or Aetna or Mutual of Omaha or Medico. They're all the same plan, Plan F, Plan G. It depends on your eligibility for Medicare in terms of what plans you can get. F now is no longer available for new sales for folks that were eligible, like you and I will never get a Plan F, which was kind of the Cadillac plan, supplement plan. Plan G is now the best plan that we can get because we're aging into Medicare, or we will age in after 1/1 of 2020. But these plans on the supplement then kind of a range from $100 to $150 a month. And then they go up, as I said, as you turn a year older every year, and if they have rate increases. But then you also get your standalone prescription drug plan. So that could be anywhere from $10 to $40 a month. So I just like to tell people, just if you're planning for retirement, just roughly plan for $300 to $400 a month for a supplement, and then just count on $150 a month right now for that Medicare Advantage plan. It's zero premium, but you still have to pay the Part B, right? So
also, I forgot to do something. We didn't describe ourselves. I am okay looking, 59, average build and everything, a little poochy in the middle, but everyone, lots of people are in the pandemic. I have light brown, but mostly gray hair. I'm wearing a cream colored shirt with some gray flowers on it and brown glasses. Lynn, what do you look like?
Yeah, so I'm mostly brown hair. I have some fleck of wisdom gray. Stand about 5'4", and I call myself a sturdy girl. I've been an athlete most of my life, and I'm now slowing down. And so I'm mushy. I like that. I'm mushy in the middle as well. I need to get out and go for a walk. But yeah, that would be me. And I only wear glasses to drive. and I have green eyes.
And you're wearing an orange kind of cardigan jacket today.
I am, yes.
So that gives people an idea of what we look like. Okay, I had to look up a medication just on my insurance plan. Actually, the shingles shot. We watch these commercials and it says the shingles virus is in you, which when you see that commercial enough times, it's terrifying. So I was trying to figure out, is that a shot where I have to get pre-approval from my doctor, or can I just walk in to Hy-Vee or wherever and get a shingle shot? But in my research, I saw that there were different medications that were covered under my insurance from this year. And then that list was different last year and everything. Are there any headlines as to what prescription drugs that are covered have changed for this go round?
Well, I will say this, that shingles shots right now are not considered preventive, and they're not paid for by Medicare. So Medicare needs to make a decision that says these are now covered. Like flu shots for folks that are Medicare eligible, flu shots are considered preventive and they're covered 100%. But they're not that way with shingles shots yet. And I just talked to a client the other day and she was like, Lynn, do you realize they're $175 a shot and you have to get two of them? And so it's expensive for people. And so we're taking that, you know, I like to stay connected to our elected officials in both at the state level and the federal level. So I'll be heading out to DC in December this year. And I hope to go maybe again with another organization in the spring. But it's something that we keep asking our elected officials to, you know, get to CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and have them make that change. So the cool thing, though, that they are doing, there's some pending legislation right now for trying to deal with the drug price issue. But I will say this, that currently there is a program that's out there called Insulin Savings Program. It's voluntary, and it came into be just over a year ago. So companies can volunteer to be part of this, and that means that my insulin could be capped at $35 a month, with some insulin manufacturers, not all, and some insurance companies are playing along in that. And this is specific to what I'm calling right now our Medicare Advantage plan. So I know inside of those plans, many of them have opted into that program. And so that's kind of cool that somebody that's diabetic can have their insulin capped at $35 a month.
The plan, the infrastructure bill, I don't know if it still includes this, but in the talk I've heard, they might fold dental, vision, and hearing into Medicare. Is that still alive, or is that a possibility?
Yeah, I heard that as well. I haven't seen the details on it. It's one thing if the government says we are offering that, just like we offer a Medicare supplement product, and then individual insurance companies can come in and go, hey, I'll offer that. So I haven't seen the detail to know, is this the government saying, we're going to define a benefit, and now individual insurance companies again can voluntarily sell it? Because we already have vision, dental, right, hearing programs that are out there for sale that people can buy. So, you know, Delta Dental has been in the market here forever, and they have a really strong dental program that has some vision benefits in it. So it'll be interesting to see what the government comes out with, because maybe it's just standardizing an offering, and so insurance companies can then offer it, or is the government actually saying, no, we're going to offer this and pay for it? I mean, and give some kind of benefit, and it is through the government. Yeah. So I haven't seen the details on that. So I guess more to come.
Okay. What are other headlines that are changes for this enrollment period that people should know about?
Well, I just think it's a good time to talk to your agent. I mean, whoever you bought your product from initially should still be tied to you. And so I would say you want to reach out to your agent and have a meeting with them, or at least a phone call. Especially, we're still trying to keep people safe, so we're doing most everything over the telephone this fall. And so it's Zoom calls like this, it's telephone calls, it's emailing or texting. But just to say, hey, you know, in your unique situation, what else should I know about? Because I've had so many people that, due to their financial situation, maybe due to rate increases on their existing supplement plans, they just said, I need to now look at a Medicare Advantage plan. It's time. You know, I can't afford this premium anymore. And so it is a good time just to do that check in with your agent. And we have some new plans. I will tell you, Wellmark is coming out with a new product the new Medicare Advantage product. They were in the market years ago. I used to work there, and I trained on this product back in 2005 for a 2006 launch. They had a Medicare Advantage plan. They then took that away, and they haven't had anything for many years. So they are coming out with a new Medicare Advantage plan effective January 1. So it's worth looking at for folks that are comfortable with Wellmark and maybe we're waiting for them to do something like this. The key here always is check, is your doctor in the network on these Medicare Advantage plans? So that would be a key that you don't want to overlook. So is my drug covered or drugs, and is my provider in the network with that particular insurance company? That's the check you can do. And if you're savvy online, you can get online and get the link and look it up yourself. And we had some seminars this fall where we're trying to educate folks and tell them about this and how you can do some self-service, but you don't have to. If you're not good on the computer, that's what your agent's for. So call your agent and have them look up your drugs, look up your providers, and see if this is maybe a time for you to switch to a Medicare Advantage plan.
It sounds like agents, you guys know all the ins and outs and the changes and the, more importantly, things that might be on the horizon that could be changing. It sounds like it's advantageous to at least have the conversation with your agent during this time of year.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, agents, we're licensed, we're certified, we do training, we have continuing education to keep up on everything. And I hope we're responsive, right? I know I try to be responsive. Use your agent. They're paid. We are paid by the insurance companies. So our commissions are built into the product if you use us or not. So I tell people, you can't go wrong. I mean, find a good agent, one that you trust, and visit with them about it, because that's what we do for a living. This is all we do at KHI is health insurance. And so we have agents, a network of agents all over Iowa that can be helpful. So yeah, I'd say reach out to an agent, because they're there for you to help you, and you don't pay them. They're paid by the insurance company that you would buy from.
On TV right now, and rightfully so, because it is the season, you got all these old has-been actors on there, you know, saying it's time for your Medicare supplement plan and all of this stuff and wanting you to call a 1-800 number. I actually did call the 1-800 number, or I clicked on something just so I was curious, and I just got hit with a wall of phone calls. And then we were talking earlier, a lot of this is based on your zip code or your county. Well, first of all, when you go to these larger companies, if you click on something online or call the 1-800 number, you will enter a whole bunch of information. And then when you enter all your personal information thinking, and it says at the top of the screen, we're going to give you a quote or some information after you do this. So you enter all your personal stuff and hit enter. And then they're like, thank you, someone will call. And the last thing I want is for someone to call. And as it happened here at the office, we got like 27 phone calls within an hour. The commercials made me aware that it was time to go find some information for our listeners. But these national companies, I guess what you're saying is your carrier actually has to have a license to do it in Iowa, right?
So yeah, these are call centers. So Joe Namath, JJ from Good Time. I mean, we're starting to see, as you said, some of these well-known former actors, perhaps. But I just tell people these are national commercials, that not everything applies to us here in Iowa. And one of the big questions we get a lot is, can we get our $148.50 back? That's your Part B premium. And so they lead you to believe that you are missing out on some Medicare benefits. And so you better call this number and find out. And, you know, so many of the benefits, either you have to live in another state to get that, because that's not offered in Iowa. So the Part B refund is not offered here, or you have to be on Medicaid. So one of the things they like to talk about is visits free transportation to your doctor's offices, which is a wonderful thing. You need to be on Medicaid to get that. And it's then dependent on the carrier that we choose. So I just like to tell people, I would say don't call that 800 number, because you're going to go to a national call center that's, I don't know where they're located. And so why not go to a local agent in your own community? We have agents all over Iowa. And even if they're not in your community, they're here in Iowa. And so we can tell you what the rules are for plans that are offered in Iowa. We will put in your zip code and we will have your information, but you're not going to get barraged by 27 phone calls. So I would just say, you know, and I'll put my number out there. So if any of your listeners want to call me personally, they can call me and I will talk them through and I'll find them either a local representative if I can't help them or whatever. But yeah, I'm going to give you my direct number. It's 515-227-7240. 515-227-7240. And that is my direct line to my office. And you'll get my voicemail if I don't answer, but I will get back to you right away. So I just need to know, like, where do you live? And would you, if you'd like a, you know, some help from somebody local, I can certainly help.
Thank you for doing that. What's your website?
Yeah. And the website you can look at for KHI Solutions. That's our company. So it is just KHISolutions.com. And that's our company. And you'll find me on there too.
Now I want our listeners to know that, you know, Lynn, while she has donated to IRIS in the past and been extremely generous and come to our Big Man Bash, this isn't in any way a sponsored program. This is someone who cares about our listeners and cares about people getting the right kind of information. So I just have to say that while, yes, Lynn has donated, actually, I reached out to her because it's that time of year we needed information. And she's the kind of friend that is giving up her time to help us, help you get the right information. And I think, you know, I've learned so much, like right away, the shingle shot thing. In my case, it is covered because I'm on not Medicare. And also I do not have to have a doctor's referral to go get it. And we had an event last night. We had a drive-in movie event last night. And next week on Monday, I will go get my shingles shot because I'm scared to death of that thing. And my sister got it. And we've been putting it off for too long, and I'm the kind of girl that reacts to every blessed shot. I will get my shingles shot. It is covered by me, but it's super interesting to me that it's not covered by Medicare, but these are the kinds of things that you don't know unless you know. And also, you know, I've seen, what's his name from Good Times, JJ Walker, telling people that you can get a free ride and you can get zero premium and stuff. It's vital that our listeners understand that there's a caveat that just because you see it on TV doesn't mean that's offered where you are. So thank you for giving us your number. That's huge. I hope listeners take you up on it. And Lynn will help you figure out who in your area can help. And she's not making a pretty penny on it. Are there any other headlines for this enrollment period, whether it's good things or potholes that people should be aware of?
I just want to close on this, that please be careful of scammers because there are bad apples in every industry. There are bad agents out there. We had a situation where an agent portrayed themselves as being with Wellmark or with Aetna, and somehow they find out what you have and then they sound like they are an agent. Or we even had one say they were with KHI. Well, they were not with KHI. And they got in the people's house, like they got in the door. So it's one thing to talk to somebody over the phone. Caution on giving too much of your personal information out. They're digging to get in your door, to get your business. So what this scammer did was got in the door to someone's house, had them sign papers, which I don't think they even realized what they were signing, and moved them from a PPO plan network, which is a national network, to an HMO network. And lo and behold, shortly after that, and the client didn't realize this happened, and shortly after that, they got sick, went to a doctor that was not in their network on a Medicare Advantage plan, and they were out 100% of the cost of that treatment because they were moved to a plan they didn't realize they were moved to. So, you know, trusting your agent and knowing who they are and that hopefully you've been with them for a while. Don't go to these fly-by-night people that just call out of the blue. Or one of them even said, well, Lynn's on vacation and wanted to stop in. Like, that is so not true. Like, how did you even know that they're affiliated with Lynn? And part of it is they ask the questions and we're so free to give information to people. And they'll say, well, what do you have today? Well, I have a Medicare supplement and Lynn's my agent. And they gather this information and then they'll come right back later and use it against that client to get a move so that they become the agent and get the commission. So that's what they're after. And I just want to caution people, if at all in doubt, and I will offer me again, you call me and tell me what happened because I will even get you to the Iowa Insurance Commissioner. That's where we can file an online complaint and get rid of some of these bad apples in our industry. And they're out there and they will take advantage of people. And it just breaks my heart. So caution and don't let people in your door if you don't know them. And I would not, if they want to start getting information from you on the phone, I would say you're not interested and hang up.
You know, I've even heard of people just knocking on your door and saying, hey, and nobody's going to ask for your social security number. Nobody should. They don't need your banking information. Find an agent and trust in them is basically the headline here, right?
It really is. And here's the other thing, and we want to make this really clear. Medicare and Social Security do not make outbound calls. They will not call you. So if they say they're with Medicare or they're with Social Security, they are lying. So Medicare and Social Security send you letters in the mail on official letterhead. Yes. So they do not call you. So don't fall for that. If they say that they're calling on behalf of that, or there's some new changes in Medicare they want to make sure you're aware of, it's not true. I would hang up.
For so much of my life, and I worked in the corporate world for so long, insurance was just chosen for me. And all I did was like sign it every year. And it was just something that was very passive on my part. But now it seems like I get older, there's so many more active decisions that I need to be making. Now, just because it's open enrollment period, it doesn't mean you're going to lose what you have. It means this is the time to get some education and make a change if you'd like, right?
That's such a great point, Mary Frances. Thanks for saying that, because that's the other thing scammers will do is say you have to sign here in order to keep your coverage. And that is not true. You will automatically stay in the prescription drug plan or the Medicare Advantage plan that you're in if you don't make any changes. By law, these insurance companies have to send you an ANOC. It's the annual notification of change. So it says, here's how your plan is going to change for 2022. Those letters have already been mailed out, those packets. They're actually packets of information. And so that's good for you to know. And if you're happy with the plan that you have, you don't do anything and you will stay in that plan. So yes, thank you for reminding me to share that with your listener. So yes, you don't have to do a thing and you'll stay exactly in the plan that you've been in for this current year.
And also if you believe you got that packet and you don't have vision and need someone to help you with that, what IRIS does is we'll connect you to a volunteer attorney in your area to read those things. This is such important information, Lynn Schrader from KHI Solutions. Thank you for everything that you've done for IRIS through the years and for coming on and talking about these things. Now, what are our deadlines again? It's going on right now.
Yep, it goes on right now until December 7th. And they will go all the way to midnight on December 7th. And you can have multiple changes. You could go, oh, I already signed up, but I think I made the mistake. You can sign up again and make another change. Whatever you can get in by December 7th, then we'll stick for January 1 effective date.
Well, I just think we need to do this more often, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would ask your listeners to be patient. There's a lot of this going on. I mean, everybody's got a switch right now. We've got thousands of clients we're working with trying to get them switched. So luckily, we've got great software programs we can utilize to be able to get their drug list looked at and, you know, getting quotes, things like that. But just have a little patience with your agent.
Best to you and your family. Thank you so much. And we need to do this more often, but this
That's
is
right.
vital information and we appreciate you so much.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure. I love Iris.
Thanks, man. Iris loves you too.